Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. Final segment, hour one, old school, 93.7 The Ticket, Jay Foreman, Nathan Brennan, myself hanging out. Let's go to the Honda Lincoln Hotline. Jeff is on the line. Jeff, what's happening?
How you guys doing?
We're good.
I was interested in your discussion you've been having on high school basketball and thought I might be able to fill in some blanks as I was just recently retired from being the head girls basketball coach at Lincoln Southwest.
Jeff, as we were just talking about, it seems that Lincoln High Schools have figured out in the women's programs how to develop to get players within a program and within a scheme and to understand what's going to be required of them at the high school level and be more prepared as they walk in the door than the boys' programs. What is happening in the women's program that it's allowing it to develop at a higher level than the men's programs?
Well, I know at Lincoln Southwest, we had a huge push to have our kids be multi-sport athletes, and we got good response from that. And then about 6 years ago, we instituted a weight and conditioning program in the summer where we had all of our girls' sports do it together instead of each sport do it separately.
Wow. Wow.
That way we had our strongest leaders from all of our different sports, and they pushed all of our other kids to make themselves better physical athletes. And then at that same time, we would work our open gym times and our skill sessions around those times so that they wouldn't be occupied all day with being at school, because we know they're kids and they want to do stuff in the summer too.
As you put numbers together from your top level to your bottom level that was under your watch, what kind of numbers were required for you to be able to put on to make solid decisions on personnel and not having to keep somebody who wouldn't necessarily help the program long-term? What kind of numbers do you have within your program?
Well, at a time when I first started coaching as an assistant in Northeast, when we had four high schools, we were required to field five teams and keep 60 kids. Wow. Now, on the girls' side, that's a little bit difficult to do sometimes.
Okay.
Because I don't know that you can go into any school in Lincoln and find 60 kids that you can say are going to develop to become possible varsity basketball players.
Okay.
Part of the problem that you run against on the girls' side is volleyball is such a huge sport in the state, and you'd be surprised at how little crossover there is between volleyball and basketball players. And a lot of that has to do with club volleyball runs during the winter, and those practices are the same times when reserve and freshman teams need to practice because they have to practice from 5 to 7. And so they'll choose to go to club volleyball practice rather than be on the freshman or reserve team. My years, we had routinely between 30 to 40 kids come out that we would field four teams.
Okay. Okay.
We were pretty lucky that we went through a stretch from 2017 to last year. We made the state tournament 6 years in a row. And a lot of that was done with, we had a good freshman group come in.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
And we were able to establish a really good culture of, one, our most important thing was to get our kids to play without fear of failure, especially for girls. We thought that was a very important thing. We worked on skills, and then it just became an expectation that we play to go to the state tournament, and that's the way our kids were.
Jeff, my question would be in this space, how did you get, or did you get, the lower programs on the same scheme packages that you ran at varsity to run the same things you were running so they'd be prepared by the time they got up to the higher level?
That was always our goal. When I first came in, we didn't have a lot of talent. We were kind of a zone team. Then we got some kids in, and we made a decision we were going to play man-to-man. That man-to-man changed throughout the years depending on our personnel. Sometimes we played a more of a pack line man-to-man. In the last couple of years, we were a little bit more aggressive. But we tried to filter that down through all of our JV reserve freshmen just so they would have those basics, you know, running shell drill every day, those type of things. The basic offenses that we ran, we wanted to make sure that our freshman and reserve teams ran all of those. Any presses that we did, we wanted them to institute those, inbounds plays, so that by the time those kids did move up, they were familiar with what we were doing.
Jeff, how important was using the verbiage and getting those younger players to know the verbiage that they were going to have to be accountable for at the higher level?
I think it's huge. You know, we were fortunate that my assistant, who's the head coach now, Tim Beretta, he coached in the Lasers program. I helped him in the Lasers program. So we did have a lot of kids come out of that program. We also had kids who played for Nebraska Tech. We had kids who played for OSA. So we had a lot of those kids, but we would use, you know, verbiage on like driving baseline and kicking a pass across, letting kids know that, you know, we call that zone of Vegas. And so our kids got into that, and the more and more, it was something they kind of liked. And the more and more we did that, the better they were at that, and it just made everything more familiar. So you could say, we're gonna run this fade screen, or we're gonna drive to the corner, throw a Vegas type of thing. And I think that ultimately helped everybody kind of be on the same page.
Jeff, thank you for calling in. Can I ask that during this basketball season, we head into basketball season, especially with our coverage of Lincoln and the Lincoln girls specifically, that you stay in touch and kind of guide us through and walk us through. We have your intelligence and intellect as a part of what we do. Can you do that for us?
I would love to do that. I really appreciate you guys, and I love your show, and I think both you guys do a fantastic job.
Jeff, thank you, kind sir. Greatly appreciate it. Great stuff. There's so much to that, Jay.
It's a lot of the things that.
That's good.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Jeff a few times if he's with the Lasers.
That's good. We'll throw it a break, and then we're going to get Jay Foreman's brain into Wisconsin football. It's Wisconsin week here at 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.